Creative Chaos, I hope this call finds everyone in a harmonious, balanced, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial state. If you are not, then, of course, that can be fixed, as all things can be fixed. However, today's musing motivational minute is going to be about a email that I received with a question, and they asked me to answer the question, so I'm going to answer it. And her question was about menstrual blood and menstrual magic. Well, her question was kind of loaded. It was also about blood rites and various other things. She knows that I've taught on blood rites before, and she asked me about menstrual blood specifically because she had allowed someone else, one of her lovers, or various lovers, that part of the email was kind of vague, to, you know, consume some of her menstrual blood. And she feels that after she's done that, she can tell there's a difference in her body, how she reacts to life. Basically, she's saying that things kind of started going downhill. She feels that her energy is not, you know, where it used to be. Her mental focus is not where it used to be. And I responded, and I asked her, I said, well, why would you, you know, allow him to consume, you know, your menstrual blood anyway? And she said it's because she had heard and read various periodicals, blog posts, I'm guessing, interviews. I'm not knowing because she wasn't, you know, specific. But she had heard that the menstrual blood was sacred and that you can do sexual type of rites and sexual, you know, magic. I just use that word for lack of a better term. But she wanted to participate in these love-making sexual rituals with her guy, and she had heard and read that partaking of each other's sexual fluids, i.e. especially allowing him to consume her menstrual blood, was powerful. It was going to help them connect together. It would help his business. It would help her dreams and all this stuff. And I told her that I was going to answer that foolishness, because that's what it is, foolishness. But I was going to answer it in this particular format. And she said, you know, fine. Okay, first things first, I know that there are a lot of different ways of thought. There's various teaching modalities that do tell and push and promote the mixing of sexual fluids. I do not. Anybody that has taken my class, you all know that I have not spoken in a positive light about any of this foolishness that a lot of stuff and a lot of people are pushing and promoting. You know that I don't like it. At the same time, there's something about a woman that when she gets in a relationship, she wants that relationship to, you know, to just grow and to mold and to maneuver and to become something else outside of her. We really want the two to become one so bad that we forget what being God is. We forget what having the God spark as the first cause manifested feminine is. We forget that certain rites are only for women. They're not to be shared with men, and they're not to be shared with women that are not ready. One of those sacred teachings is menstrual magic. It is not to be shared with anyone. So not only when you go opposite of your nature and you allow what is holy to become profane, so not only do you have to deal with the circumstances, i.e. karmic ties, i.e. whatever it is you have to deal with energetically, because you went opposite of your first principle, first cause, and you have to answer for that, but you're also going to feel some of the effects by allowing someone else to partake in it. So not only were you not supposed to do it, you were not supposed to allow others that were not ready to partake in the ritual either. So basically, you're getting double cursed. I mean, this is just the truth. You're going to get it double is what you're going to get. And I know, again, the yearning that women have for the mysteries, for their own mysteries, to truly become and learn the ways of the divine feminine, even the dark divine feminine, which is my specialty. I know that you want that masculine. I know you want the dark masculine. I know that you want your partners and lovers, however they manifest to you, I know that you want it, and I know that you want a good life, and you are deserving of it like nobody else's business, especially if you are a female. But when you go out of protocol, when you go out of line, when you get out of order, there's consequences. And a lot of this stuff that is being taught and shown and promoted should not be. It is adept mysteries being taught to the novices. You're going to have a problem. Then you're going to find me, and then I'm going to tell you we can do it, but you're going to have to invest in your time in learning, invest mentally, emotionally, especially emotionally, because you tend to go on an emotional roller coaster anytime I get involved in anything, because I want you to understand the magnitude of what you have done and what you are seeking to undo. And you're going to have to, of course, pay financially. I will never, and I teach all of my students this, step into the intercessory position free. And when I mean free, I'm not just talking about money. I do not step in to help anyone fix their problem naked. I have to meet you. You have to meet me somewhere, especially if you want to get it done. If you do not want it fixed, then, you know, of course, that's your choice. You can, you know, decide on going and doing whatever you want. But if you want it fixed and you want it reversed, no teacher worth their salt is going to step in to your chaos and bring it into creation and order naked. No. She will be compensated for her time, for her energy, for her teaching, and just to deal with your ass. Because, I mean, I've been teaching for a long time, and you will be surprised at how the student will come to the teacher and still think that they're going to tell the teacher about what they should and should not do. Changing the mindset, especially if you want a magical mindset, changing your mentality, giving you a mystical, mysterious mindset is going to take time, energy, and resources. And if I step in it, I'm going to require that of you, and at the same time, I'm going to meet you halfway and give of my time, energy, and resources too. So in this area here, sister, or anybody that has allowed people to defile your womb and your sacred blood center because you have shared with them something that is highly sacred, something that is shrouded in blood sacrifice and blood rite mysteries, and you have shared it in ignorance, whether it's willful ignorance or, you know, you just, you know, some of us just don't know. We like I said, we want the relationship. We want it to work. We want to become united. So even out of that emotional state and you share, it doesn't matter. You still have to deal with, you know, the consequences. But nonetheless, if you have done that and you want to reverse it and you want to understand why it shouldn't have been done, if you want to understand what menstrual magic really is, not what you are going to read in a book or what somebody is going to tell you, but some divine feminine mastery from one divine feminine to the next. Ladies, it is you. It is you. And I know we love to hear our men teach, but if the majority of your teachers are male, you have a problem. You have a serious problem when you go to a man to learn about you. We are so backwards in patriarchy, and I understand it. But for my students or anyone that I assist and help get out of the curse and live in the reverse, which is abundance, prosperity, all things good, all things lovely, joyful, all things that are of an expansive Jupiterian nature, I'm going to call you higher, and I'm going to call you to discipline because I, one, know that you can do it, and two, it's your birthright. Do not, ladies, share, send in the mail, your panties, any of this stuff with men that you are not sure of. And I really mean not sure. Not someone you done got a reading from and they done said, oh, our stars are aligned. If that is what you are doing, you are still very novice, sweetie. It's time for you to graduate and come higher. No, you need to know the blood chemical composite of that man before you decide on what you are going to do as far as marriage or as far as sexual rights or as far as siring his children. Some of us have sired children and participate in all types of sexual magic and mysticism with folks that we just, you know, he just gets our blood boiling and our panties wet, and we just think that it is him because he can expound and preach and teach. No, ladies, if you are still led by your emotions like that, and that is why you are choosing men to share your sacred womb space with, then it is no wonder why you are still losing in the area of relationships. No, ladies, no, 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 no. Blood magic is just that. It is highly secretive. It is passed in oral tradition. And it is something that you do not need to partake in, mess with, conjure up, anything if you are not sure about what you are doing. Do not share your blood. If you can look around your house, look around your current circumstance and situation and say it can be better, I don't like it, but you have children to prove, to show and prove of all of your sexual exploits, your energy is tired, your money is messed up sometimes, you cannot keep a decent relationship, whether it's with a man, with a woman, with your children, your sisterhood connections are not, you cannot even join or get in and be with a sacred sisterhood circle without having all these damn problems. No, ladies, your womb, your menstrual blood magic has been defiled. You have shared it with the unworthy, and thus you have became unworthy. Every woman with a womb is not worthy of that womb, and that is the truth. Now, that might not be what you believe. That might not be what these light workers tell you, but that is what the dark magic, dark feminine, dark mysteries, dark occult knows, and that's why we can separate the wheat from the tares. We know who is ready and who is not ready, and we do not have time for drama. We want to win, ladies, and that is what I am about. So for the sisters that are out there doing it, I am going to offer this Menstrual Magic package. Email me, because it is not for everybody. I will not give everybody this teaching, and I will not help everybody to start living in the reverse of this. I just can't, not only because of my time, I just can't put a lot of energy into it because I need to know that the people that are going to sign up and do it are actually really ready for what they're asking for. They really want to have a prosperous, abundant, Jupiterian, expansive life existence, and they truly are wanting to atone for sharing their sexual blood and their sexual nature and their sexual juices and their ejaculation with men who are not worthy, and they want to live in the reverse. So because of that, I can't take everybody, and not only that, I won't take them, but stop sharing your menstrual blood, ladies. Stop it now. Stop it now. And also, for the sister that emailed me, because I know you signed up for it, there are things that I'm going to need you to do. There are things that I'm going to, you know, have to do on your behalf. And then there are things that me and you, of course, need to come together, and I need to teach you about menstrual blood and what it really is, because you cannot have something as powerful and magnetic as the chemical composite that is your vitamins, that is your lipids, that is your hormones, that is your gases of carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen. You cannot have all of that in you, coming through you, and then share that with the man and think that you will not be held accountable. You will be. Good thing is, we can get you out of it. All right, that is my 16-minute Muse Motivation of the Day. And if you all are interested in the Menstrual Mysteries package, email me. I will, of course, send you the information about what it is, when we, of course, come together and telecall, what I need you to do, what I'm going to do, and, of course, whatever the fee is for it. This is, you know, I just want to let you all know, it is behind the scenes. It is something that will not be recorded because of the nature of, you know, menstrual magic and oral tradition. So it will be more in a mentorship so that you and I can come together via telecall, and I can teach you and talk. And we're going to go. I'm not going to put a time limit on this one. We're just going to go until you get it, until you're free from it, until you start seeing it work in the reverse, until you start doing what I teach you how to do it, and you get in the flow. So this is going to kind of be ongoing. I'm not going to put a time limit on this particular mentorship, and it's only because it can get kind of complicated. There are things that you're going to have to learn and do, things I'm going to have to do. And at the same time, I'm not taking that many people. I can only take 6 girls, so, you know, just for my time. So I can do that with 6 of you. I couldn't do it if I was taking a bunch of ladies. But that's it. Email me, healinglovecenter@gmail.com, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, love, L-O-V-E, center, C-E-N-T-E-R, @gmail.com, and then we will go from there. Good night.